Hi guys, welcome to the first Carpe Diem episode and many more to come. I'm shutting my door so nobody hears me speak. Lol. Anyways. Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want anybody to hear me because they'll think it's weird. And they're like, who is she talking to? No one? Possibly yes. Or just, you know, some fans listening to Carpe Diem. Oh my god, if I had fans. You thought. Anyways, I'm closing my blinds right now while I'm naked, so that just, whatever. Yeah, I'm naked right now, I just got the shower. Yeah, these are going to be talks when I'm out of the shower, so I hope you guys enjoy that. It's pretty echoey in here. It's the bathroom. I don't know what you guys expect, but on these Carpe Diem episodes, I just basically talk about how to, you know, seize the day in life situations and how to bring the best out of yourself, even for me too. These are lessons that I'm going to be teaching myself along the way, because lol, I need it. If I say lol one more time, oh my god, bro. Anyways, yeah, so it's just gonna be about that, and it's just gonna be fun. I'm also gonna talk about my life situations and what have happened, but yeah, honestly, let's just get started. Let me grab my clothes and we'll get to a topic. Honestly, my topics, they just like come to mind, or I look at something and I just start talking about something. Like, I don't have ADHD, but when I'm talking about something, I just go straight to another topic, just without any context. So if you ever find me doing that, well, yeah, I do that a lot because I just like to talk to myself and I'm just talking to you. So that's basically it. Okay, let me stop it and I will get right back to it. All right, bye. Wow. Okay, guess who's back from just grabbing their clothes. Yeah, I am going to be changing into the same pajamas that I've been wearing for the past 3 weeks. I think I changed out of them once because I threw them in the wash because I thought that was pretty disgusting. So, yeah. Okay, so we're just gonna get on a topic and just see literally where it leads us to. This is awkward, but yeah, it'll honestly just come to mind. So basically, back to the topic where okay. So when I closed my door at the beginning of this episode, I just thought that, like, are you guys just ever scared of, like, I know it. I know that my parents have heard me singing in the shower before because I literally belt like Adele and Ariana Grande. Like, I hit those high notes, like, just as Mariah Carey would do, okay? So I do, and I definitely know that they hear me. There is no doubt in my mind that they don't. But still, it even comes to my mind that I'm like, oh my god, they heard me. Babes, they have heard you before. I don't know what you want me to do. But for this, I don't know, I'm just scared that they walk in here and will just hear me talk, and they're like, wow, what are they doing? Like, maybe they think I'm on FaceTime, but talking about this stuff? Especially if they just walked in on that moment of me saying, maybe they think I'm on FaceTime. Yeah, they definitely know that I'm not on FaceTime now. But anyways, close my door. They can probably hear me out because I talk really loud. But that's another story for another time. But anyways, when I was younger, and still today, me and my brother, we always talked to ourselves. It was just daily. And we were weird as kids. Like, we had our own language and everything. It was like, oh my gosh. That was it. And only two of his friends could do it. None of my friends can do it, though, so to say. Like, they're as cheeks at it. Whatever. Oh my god, bro, I heard footsteps. This is what I'm scared of. Anyways. So if I ever stop the episode just mid-sentence, you know, I'm so paranoid. And it's not like they haven't heard me talking to myself before, but whatever. So when we're young, me and my brother, obviously, when I was younger, I had imaginary friends. Actually, I had one because, okay, basically when I would watch a movie or I'd read a book, and still today, I would think that, like, you know what, Meredith? You should become them. You should be that main character. And you should start dressing like them too, because you really like their style. You know, you should be more like them. Well, see guys, now I'm changing topics. But anyways, before I get back to that, me and my brother, like, I always hear him talk by himself now too. It was just something we did as a young kid, and it's just whatever. So basically, back to the story. Also when I was younger, and still today, I watch movies and I watch TV shows, and I get hooked on the main characters and the plot of the story, and I'm like, wow. Wow, I wish my life was like this, right? And so then I start to develop, as soon as I'm done reading the book or watching the movie, or just watching the TV show, I just sit there and I'm like, you know what? You should be more like the main character, or the sidekick, or whoever you idolize most in the show. You should be just as adventurous as them. You know, be nice to your friends like they are. Or, you know, seize the day like they always do. And I literally keep that up for about maybe 2 days, staying obsessed with it. And then after a time, I'm like, eh. And I find a new movie or a new show to be obsessed with. And I'm like, oh, I probably won't be obsessed with this movie. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't, like, click to me. Well, what do you know? I become obsessed with a movie or TV show or book. One after the other after the other. And it's usually a movie or TV show because, let's be honest, I don't read that much. I do. And I would love to say that I could enjoy, like, main characters and stuff like that. But that's just not who I am. And that just brings me to the conclusion that, guys, you will never most likely become anybody else. You can't change in such a period of time. You can't change yourself that much to become one person, because you'll get bored of it. You will get bored of their personality. You'll get bored of the way they dress. And you think that you can never get bored of that stuff because that is the way you want to dress. That is your passion. Like, that is what you want to be known as. The person who looks like her, or, you know, has a personality like her, has a smile like her. When do you ever just want to be known as yourself, as your name? When do you ever just want to just be known famously just because of you being you? And I know it. I know it. Like, you want to be that so badly, right? So you think trying to become other people, trying to dress like them and act like them, is going to get you to be famous, for people to idolize you, to become you? No, that's not, because they've already seen that type of you. They've already seen that person that you want to become. They haven't seen a person like you yet. That's why you have to stop. You just have to stop, you know, romanticizing and idolizing, you know, the famous actors you want to be, or the main characters of the story that you want to be and dress like. Because people have already seen that. They want something new. And if you want people to idolize you, or for you to be, you know, just be known in your school as the nice girl, you know, the one who doesn't judge anybody, the one who speaks out against situations. Like, I know we've all seen that in one way, like, shape or form, but the way you're doing it right now, that's you. And you can't change that. So if you want to be known and for people to, like, idolize you, or, you know, want to be you in some type of way, sorry, you just have to be yourself. And I know, guys, these talks right now, these are things that I suffer with, so I have to remind myself that, like, oh my god, like, come on, girly, like, you need to step on the pace or something. But yeah, the things that I'm talking about right now are struggles that we all have, because, you know, me and my friends, you know, we talk about stuff of, oh my gosh, of how pretty that girl is and stuff like that, but we also talk about, well, I just do it with my closest friends, about how, you know what, I've learned to love my nose a little bit more. And I told my friends, I was like, you know what?
I kind of like my nostrils. I like them. And you know, I'm learning to love my nose a little bit better each day. And that is so special. That is great. That is fantastic. That you were learning to, you know, love yourself more. Even just by the simple things. What? Again, me just getting paranoid. But just learning to love yourself by the simple things. For example, I'm hunching over right now because I'm putting my hair in a bun. But for example, me loving my nostrils. Just loving little pieces of your body each day will corrupt into you loving your whole body someday. And I know it's probably going to take a while. But for you to get up to that standpoint, you have to take care of yourself too. If you're not taking care of yourself, you don't feel productive. And if you don't feel productive, you feel lazy. And if you feel lazy, then you feel like you're not living up to, you know, the expectations that your parents want you to become, or that you, most importantly, that you want to become. And I think that's a thing we all struggle here with, because, you know, this is me. I get in over my head. Like, I talk to myself for hours, just not hours, literally, but figuratively. I just talk to myself for hours, saying stuff I want to do or do this weekend, or just, you know, little things of what you want to do today or in the next hour. And then the hour flies by, or the weekend flies by, and you're still sitting there and you haven't done anything. You really haven't. You've done nothing, okay? No, trust me, this has happened to me plenty of times. And you're like, oh my god, I just wasted a weekend. So now you just sit in your bed and you're just mad at yourself. Oh my god, I just wasted a weekend. I just wasted a weekend of fun. You were so worried about getting stuff done that you didn't live in the moment. And that is me, my friends. Hey, that's literally me. I just described me, basically. Like, let's say, oh my god, like, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. Whatever. Or I'm so excited for Halloween. Like, it's going to be the best Halloween yet. You pump it up, like, so much, and you romanticize it so much that when it... Alright, just drop my lotion one more time. That once it actually gets there, you romanticize it so much. You've built up so much to do in such little time that you just get none of it done because you're worried so much of completing all of that stuff. And then after it, you're sad because you're like, well, that wasn't fun at all, you know? And it's because you're overthinking. And oh my God. Overthinking is literally in my name at this point. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've overthinked in like the past, I don't know, 24 hours. I overthink so much. And then, yeah, that's why I can probably talk for 30 minutes on this podcast just about overthinking or just talking for a certain topic because I overthink so much. I just think that people overthink so much, including me, that time just wastes away. And next thing you know, you're 10 going on 14 in a blink of an eye just because you've overthink so much about life that you didn't actually live in the moment, you know? And personally for me, I love being organized, you know? Big victim of OCD, may I add. And I know a lot of people suffer from it, and I'm one of those people. But it's a lot. And I know it's a lot to take in, but if you just keep, you know, overthinking about life and just, you know, who you want to be in life, most importantly, you'll just get caught up in that and you won't have time to actually find yourself or focus on yourself because you're overthinking about who else you want to be, like, who else you want to
be like, take part in after them. Because you're not worrying about yourself or what you want to be like. You're worrying about yourself being like other people, fitting with the crowd, or being quirky and different, but that's actually what everybody else is doing. And I know you guys have heard the phrase trend starters, okay? Me and my friends basically call ourselves trend starters at our school because we make up things, we make up funny things or whatever, and then all of a sudden we see, what do you know? Other people doing it. The seventh graders, sixth graders, whatever. Okay? And they think it's hysterical, okay? And you're like, oh, didn't I just start that trend? Yeah. Yeah, I did. We as people need to stop. Just stop with the trend starters. You know what? Because I do it all the time. I do it. I call myself a trend starter literally every day because I see people doing the same exact stuff I do. And let them do it. You know what? You're actually doing something good for once. Because you're finding yourself. And guess what? People are trying to idolize you. See, look. Look what happened. Once you start trying to be yourself, people take part in that. People want to be like you. But if you're trying to be like other people, then they're not like you. You're just being like the other people you want to follow after. And then once people start to follow after your mannerisms, you can't really say that you were the trend starter, because you never were. There was more people before you that originated from that. That's why you need to be you. And if they follow after you, there you have it. They just want to be like you. And that is kind of one of the best feelings like in the world. So if you just stop overthinking about all of that and just focus on being you, people will idolize you and they will want to be like you and you'll feel better about yourself. You'll be like, hey, you know what? I got this. And people believe I do too because they're trying to act like me. So they must think that I have some things in my life under control. And just stop overthinking about all the things in the world that's going on right now. Just live in the moment. Let your parents worry about that stuff. Let your other friends worry about that situation. Don't let it affect your life. Please don't have it affect your life, because they're just going to drag you down with it. They are just going to drag you down with it. Now, if it is your life, though, and you are involved with it, don't push it aside. That's just going to make it worse. You have to face that problem head on. And I think that's what our main deal is today, is to just go at life head on and see what comes out of it. Don't waste your time worrying about others or what others are doing or what you need to be like, because you're you. You'll figure that out. Okay? Just be yourself and just love yourself. And just love life, because you're going to be real good at doing it once you find yourself. All right, that was it for Carpe Diem. Hopefully you guys can seize the day tomorrow or for the rest to come. And you can fix the past. I know you can. Don't dwell on it. But you can obviously fix it and make choices in life that'll lead to a great future. Love you guys. Carpe Diem. Bye. This is Meredith signing out for now.